All right. Check, check. Can you hear?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, wait a minute. We need a little more money. Are you talking?
Yeah. Well, I'm talking now.
Oh, that sounds good. Wow. Well, welcome, welcome. It's been a while. It's been too long since we've done a podcast. So I've got a repeat guest, Tony Rockahara. for those that want to get the Pulp Fiction reference. So you were thrown out of a building for massaging Mia Wallace's feet, right?
Basically. Yeah, so, well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Speaking of Pulp Fiction.
Why no Pulp Fiction?
You don't remember Tony Rockahara?
No, I'm not egging you on today.
Okay. So speaking of Pulp Fiction and Quentin Tarantino, have you seen the new...
No, but I want to.
Do you know what it's about?
No.
So Amy and
probably has feet references
no,
in it.
No. So once upon a time in Hollywood... Amy and I went to go watch it one day, and we got a babysitter, because you know how it is, when you have a kid, you're like, let's get a babysitter, let's go to the fucking movies.
You have a dog, doesn't the dog watch your kid?
Yeah, the kid watches the dog. So we had a date, and when we got a babysitter, I'm like, let's just go to the movies.
Who was Amy's date?
Yeah, she was stuck with me. So we just had no plan on what movie to go see. We said, well, let's go to see that one. And nowadays, when you go to the movies, you got to buy the tickets in advance. Have you gone to a movie lately? Because you got four kids, or three,
and almost four. A fourth.
Yeah,
so, I have Apple TV.
Yeah, and that's the other thing too. Like, it's gotten to the point now where it's more convenient to stay home and watch TV after kids go to bed, mm-hmm. right? Than it is to get a babysitter and do all of that shit. Anyways, well, when you go to the what was the last movie you got to see in the theater? More than a year ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
It was like 2 years ago, and it was a kids' movie.
Yeah.
At Alamo Draft House, and it was Incredibles 2. We went and saw Incredibles 2 at Alamo Draft House.
So, first of all, hang on, before we even get started, how do you like your coffee mug?
I love the coffee mug.
It's your little token for being a sponsored guest here.
You need to do a video cast where you can actually show them, or maybe make it like
the logo.
It's
on the website. It's on the website and it's on the Facebook page.
I didn't know you had a website and a Facebook
page. I've got this is high class. This is high quality. This is high quality shit. What are you talking about?
Here, I'm gonna. I'm messing up the audio sound.
You're messing up my desk. Here's a coaster. So, and we'll get to that later. That's another thing. That's another topic we'll talk about. So, anyways,
Texas Tech.
Yeah. But we'll get there. So, anyways. So nowadays when you go to the movie theaters, you have to buy your tickets in advance and you have to reserve your seat. It's like getting on a fucking airplane. Like, you can't just show up to the movie theater and like expect to get in, especially like on a Friday or Saturday, because they're all sold out.
Really?
Yes. Especially like in these.
I didn't think anybody went to like movies anymore.
They still do.
Are they all teenagers?
No. What they did is, on all the theaters now, they don't have the normal theater seats. They've ripped out all the seats because they're not filling up a theater with like 100 people anymore. The theaters now can maximum hold like 40 people. And they almost all went to like the recliners, the leather recliner or the big, nice chairs.
Are you serious?
And almost all of them have waiters and full menus.
Really?
Because why would you go to a shitty ass theater and, you know, cram your ass in a seat that, you know.
Well, that's why I go to Alamo Draft House. But exactly. I thought they were the only ones.
Nope. Now, like, there's like three other spinoffs of Alamo Draft House. Star Cinema is one that we went to. Very, very cool. And it's all about booze and food and everything else. So anyways, so we went to go see this Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It's about, for those that everybody knows already, but especially by the time I publish this shit, they'll know. It's about Charlie Manson.
Really?
Yes. And we didn't know until like, we were like, it wasn't until about the 10th minute where like you find out that his next door neighbor, Leonardo DiCaprio's next door neighbor is Roman Polanski.
Damn.
And Sharon Tate is Margot... Hot Tits, whatever her name is. Margot Robbie, the one of the most beautiful women besides my wife.
It'll be on Apple TV soon. I'll watch it.
I'm sure it is. Yeah, it was phenomenal. Phenomenal movie. It's kind of like an Inglourious Bastard. It's kind of a historical fiction. Really good.
Really now good. I want to go see it.
And, you know, you get to see Brad Pitt without a shirt. So I know you would like that.
I do have the poster hanging above my bed on the ceiling already, you know? People come in, they see it, I blame the wife. We all know.
But isn't that your side of the bed? It's right next to the lotion and happy tissues. Anyway, so it's a Texas Tech. So here's the thing. Have you heard about this new California law about letting...
Well, there's always a new California law.
Yeah, right, so this one now, to be more specific. They're allowing the NCAA players to get paid. Just in California.
But how does that work? Because NCAA is a national league.
NCAA is fighting it.
Well, yeah.
But But in California,
because God forbid you pay those players a living wage.
Right, right. Well, so, all right. So then now you get into the discussion though, right? So like,
you know my side.
Well, I kind of think like, okay, well, so the argument from the players is you have this university system making a fuck ton of money.
Yeah.
Off of their backs.
Yep.
And then, like, you can take the super liberal approach, like, and most of these people are blacks, and most of the universities are owned and run by white people. So, like, you can have that argument, too. So you have all of these people that are basically working for free.
Why can't you just be colorblind?
I'm just saying that's one of the dynamics.
There's young people working for free in a captive market.
Yeah, that's what. So, anyways. So that's the argument from the player's perspective, right? And then you have the argument from the university perspective. And
it's which like, is well, always dumb.
Well, so here's where I'm thinking, though. Like, well...
They just say they want to keep the purity of the sport.
Well, not just that, though. So now is the players... Are they getting paid from the university? Or are they getting endorsement deals? Because if you're going to let them...
Well, I don't know what the NCAA law is, but
they cannot get paid. They can get a scholarship, and up until like the last 2 years... They can now get a special meal ticket because it was like there were some stories where players were like going to bed hungry. So the university was like, all right, fine. For athletes, they can have unlimited meals at school. So the room and board is truly room and board and full scholarship. But they can't get paid a salary from the school.
But what can they do in California?
They can get endorsement deals from Nike, other companies. Ooh. So
yeah, see, I struggle with the endorsement deals.
Yeah, because now you're like, well, who gets the endorsement deals? Only the really good athletes? And then what schools can they get them in? And then it's like, well, if they get paid, can they unionize? Do they become part of a players' union? What happens if they get hurt? Do they get workers' comp?
I mean, I think it should be paid out of the athletic department.
But again, my point is, if they start becoming employees of the school, then you bring on HR laws, you bring in all that other shit. Where it's like, I understand
but that's stuff they should be doing anyways. They just get out of doing because they're.
They're insured through the school based on being a student, right?
Right. They're students, so they don't do all of that normal stuff that you would normally do for an employee. So you're basically arguing they shouldn't be employees so that the university...
Well, are they employees or are they students? And in California, the law is they're still students, but they get to have endorsement deals. In other words, and they can't get punished. They cannot... So if a football player from USC... And I don't know if this has gotten into effect or not, but a football player from the USC, that plays at USC... cannot get punished if he gets a deal from Nike and like his five other the running back gets a Nike deal. The five linemen that got to save his ass or protect his ass don't get shit.
Well, yeah. And that's why I think it shouldn't be endorsements. But back to your employee issue. I mean, clearly you grew up and were obviously born with a silver spoon in your mouth.
Right.
Because you never had to work at college.
Right.
Me, on the other hand, I had to work for the school. I was actually an employee of our university.
Right.
They gave me W-2s for the work study or... Work study programs, what do they call it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, like I worked in the library. It wasn't like a hard job. Yeah, but they didn't pay me anything.
I worked in the kitchen at Joe's Crab Shack. I was a cook in college. But
Silver spoon.
Yeah, you got to eat food that you cooked at the restaurant that you worked in.
Exactly, okay. Exactly. Yeah, and you knew the stuff not to eat, so you didn't get food poisoning that day.
It was
just
all
the tourists.
It was very good. It was all very. Oh, so they used to make these barbecue crab legs, king crab legs. And the barbecue sauce was a powder that you'd mix with water.
And they all are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so we were running late. Some asshole came in like 30 minutes before closing and, of course, wanted the barbecued snow crab legs. And they're like, Lenny, go make some snow crab. I don't make the barbecue sauce. Like, just get that powder and mix it in there. So I did. And then I dipped all the crab legs in there and I threw them in the fryer. And then the line cook that was helping me out because I was new, he's like, I'm pulling the crab legs out of the fryer. He's like, how long were they in there? I'm like, 2 minutes. He's like, put them back in there for another 2 minutes. I'm like, why? He goes, I kind of gave you the wrong powder. That was cayenne pepper. It was basically liquid cayenne or a liquid spice thing. It was not barbecue. It was absolutely not barbecue. I was like, all right. We'll be sending it out. Fuck yeah, we're sending it out. 30 minutes before closing, that's what this guy gets.
So back to you having a silver spoon,
so,
me not.
No.
Why can't the players be employees of the school?
That's not what the law is right now.
But that's not what's
on the table. So then, and then again, are they allowed to unionize?
Sure.
And then, so they become basically professional football players.
Why not? There's professional players that are going back to school at the same time doing part-time
stuff.
That's
a good argument. Do they also get scholarships? Or
it's in their salary at that point, right?
I mean, but is a scholarship...
It's part of your pay package.
See, that was the other thing too that I had struggled with. Like, so if they're going to get an endorsement deal, then maybe the scholarship should go to somebody that doesn't, that's maybe not as good to getting a Nike deal. And then why would you stop them from getting Nike deals?
So you're still trying to, like, basically, like, libertarian free market, right? You're still trying to, like, force market forces, right? If the school really wants a player and he's like, all right, I'll come and play for you, but I want a full ride, unlimited food, none of that Joe's Crab Shack,
cayenne pepper shit. Yeah, I want the real stuff. I want,
you know, and you
Oscar Mayer brand
right.
bologna.
And you're going to help me get 100,000 a year endorsements. The school can say, yeah, we really need a center on the team, or, you know what? Pound sand, kid, go somewhere else.
Right? Yeah.
What's the issue? I don't know why you're drawing umbrage with this, Lenny.
Is this
because you're not athletically inclined?
No, it's not. I am athletically inclined, but it's not that. Really? It's like, where checkers? Does the complexity end?
You're making it more complex, though. It's simple. These kids show up. You pay them a salary to make you hundreds of millions a year for your university, for your team.
Yeah.
They play for their eligibility.
They get lawyers.
Yeah, whatever.
They'll need lawyers.
I mean, the interesting thing I would wonder is...
They'll need agents.
Like, if you're going to start paying them a salary, can you just do away with NCAA rules then, right? Like,
why not?
If I was a really good college forward on basketball, and I'm not, I'm short,
yeah,
couldn't I just, like, play there for 8 years and never go to the NBA and just be like, you know what, I'm good making $800,000 a year here at Texas Tech?
Yeah, you don't have to. Yeah, well, yeah, it's another good question, right? You'd be a full-time student instead of going to the NFL, right?
Yeah.
If it's not NCAA.
Yeah, I mean, you graduate with your PhD or whatever.
That's interesting, too, because, you know, California sets a lot of the standards for cars, right? Because it's
not anymore, buddy.
Well, they still set a pretty big market share.
Wait, so, can we talk politics on here?
If you want,
I don't really want to.
Yeah, you're gonna make half the people pissed and half the people happy to some degree, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. What's your demographics for listenership?
Most people that listen to podcasts are. I don't know.
Not podcasts. Your podcast.
My podcast. I have no. How the fuck would I know? It's not like I get a list of people that listen to this shit.
Well, I listen to other podcasts, and they do this little thing. Hey, podcast listeners, this is Tony Franco here, and we want to know more about you. At the end of the podcast,
I don't want to know shit about the people that listen to me. I don't want to know shit.
Well, that was my best NPR voice.
It's probably you, me, and like three other people. Like that's the demographic. The three other guests that were on here, and that's probably the demographic.
Yeah, I told my wife I was coming back out. She's like, didn't you already do that once? I was like, yeah, it was like a year ago. She's like, I never listened to that one. I'm like, let's keep it that way.
Yeah. Oh, it's deleted. It's off the air. It's completely deleted.
I said, Lenny can't afford hosting space, so basically we're going to live stream, and then it'll never exist again in the world.
Yeah, I can't afford the $4 a year for the... So actually, you know, it's funny about the listenership. So I reconnected with an old high school friend, one of my really good friends from high school that I hadn't seen in almost 20 years. And he goes, hey, I bumped into your podcast. And I thought it was because he saw it on my Facebook page and everything. But he's like, no, I've been off of Facebook. It was something that was like a recommended thing to listen to. And he goes, like, I liked it a lot. I'm like, well, fuck yeah, you did. It's good shit. It's high quality shit.
So, I don't know. That feels a little bit like, you know, I bumped into this hooker on the street. Yeah, it's like, what part of the web were you on where you found this?
Yeah,
I mean, it's like fake boner pills, life's plan.
Yeah, pretty much. It's boner pill, fake boner pills, Ashley Madison, and life's plan. So anyways.
She's still around. I thought that website disappeared, and I like saw it pop up on a friend's computer.
Of course. I don't want that in my search history.
That's right. And I was like, huh. You would have figured after that huge data breach, they would have gone out of business.
All right, so back to the college thing. All right, so I don't know about paying, having, because at the same time, then it's like, well, does the university really have enough revenue to pay students? And then, like, what does that look like for the smaller schools? To me, it just, it adds a layer of complexity that
I think still making it too complex.
No, I mean, again, you're going to end up with, like, you don't think you're going to have the
So, Lenny, let's be serious. Do you think any student goes to a school out of the goodness of their heart? They're going for the opportunity to go play in the professional league. Yeah. So if they're a small school and they can't afford to pay their players, they probably aren't getting good ones anyways to begin with.
Well, it depends. I mean, look at, and then also like basketball players, that's going to suck for them because that doesn't have as nearly the same market as football players do. So baseball, like.
Again, though, I don't see the issue. It's free market.
My thoughts are, So it was funny because I was watching a thing on ESPN. It was talking about the beginning of or the invention of the game, and it talked about like the Princeton and, or Yale and Harvard game or whatever else, and or Princeton and Harvard game where they talked about they had to settle on the rules an hour before the game because everybody played against their own rules or by their own rules. But they were talking about I think it was a coach of Alabama in like the 70s who started trademarking the school. That's where like the colors became popular, and it really became a product that was for sale, and that's where that thing just really just blew up, and that's why college football. And then you get,
but you're saying it, so it's a product for sale that's made with slave labor,
pretty much,
right?
Pretty much.
I mean, people will boycott.
Hang on a second.
People boycott Apple because Apple's factories in China aren't up to U.S. standards, and everybody's like, "Oh, I'm gonna go buy an Nokia."
Nobody's fucking boycotting Apple.
Well,
I don't care how
they make a bunch of noise about it on Twitter.
Big your man bun is, yeah, but that's not real. I don't care how big your man bun is. Nobody's fucking boycotting Apple.
Two Apple phones with me right now.
Yeah. There's other people I know that are just way too Apple friendly, which is dumb. But also, again, nobody's fucking boycotting Apple unless you're like way too cool for Apple. It's like, oh, I don't like it because they can't customize the software and the GUI and whatever.
I just want it to work. I'm getting old now. I don't want to tweak it. I just want to turn it on and be like, hey, it's working. Hooray.
I'm getting old too. I'm starting to want to go back to getting like an old card that's just that's very simple and works.
So back to my point,
though. College thing. So
what is your issue with it? You clearly have an issue. You haven't said, I don't think they should be paid because.
No, I don't have an issue.
Why do you keep telling me that's wrong then?
It's not wrong. I'm just saying that that's going to become a much more complicated situation now.
You know, the bigger thing that's going to be in there is you see that they're starting to legalize gambling on sports, right?
I have not seen that.
Oh, yeah. So, like, the fantasy leagues are all okay now, and you have the DraftKings and everybody like that.
Online gambling.
Online gambling, right? So you can start doing online sports gambling, right? NCAA says we don't want it in. And I'm like, you know, you're not going to pay your players. They don't get endorsements. You definitely don't want sports gambling then because those are the most ripe targets for bribery.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Hey, throw the game.
But hang on a second real quick. Well, finish your thought, and I want to go back to the NCAA thing, but go ahead, finish your thought. Well,
my point is, if you want to get like your panties in a knot, you should be more concerned about sports betting within NCAA games. Right? That's going to be the real issue.
Oh, I don't give a fuck about that. I don't care.
But I don't know why you care about them endorsements.
But hang on. But wait a minute. Wait. There's two things.
Because Nike's not going to say throw the game.
So here's the thing. Let's be really clear. No college wants to pay their players.
Well, no.
That's not on the table.
No employer wants to pay their employees.
Right, yeah. That's not on the table. Right. What's on the table is the other money from the endorsements. One of the lawsuits is
that's what they want. Yeah. The college wants that money. They don't want Lenny.
No, the college gets that money. That's the thing. The college gets the money. So like this.
So how does the player get the endorsement
money? He doesn't.
In California.
In California, he will.
But that's what they're upset about.
So California, and I don't know if it means that the California player can sue for likeness rights, which I think what's going to end up happening.
Well, yeah.
Or that they're going to end up, either something's going to happen where they take the likeness off the products that are selling, take the names off the jerseys, or something. But it was a court case with this guy that was a player for UCLA or something in the 1995. And he went to his friend's house, and he's like, hey, you want to play this video game? And they played a video game. He's like, look, you're on that video game.
Yeah, I heard that. It was on a podcast.
It was on NPR, I think.
Well, it was on an NPR podcast.
Yeah, so that's where this...
Have you heard about podcasts, this new medium?
No.
2013?
So anyways, so... So the universities don't want to pay more people. Like it's not. They don't want to lose money. They're in it to make money. So they want the endorsement deals. But the thing in California is just like, okay, well now EA Sports has to pay whoever, you know,
sure,
for being on the cover of their game. Not sure exactly how it's all going to pan out, right? It's a state that made a law that's probably not enforceable across the country. If it's a sport somewhere else,
it's going to end up in lawsuits. In federal court.
Yeah, it'll be part of the court system. Not even federal court. It'll just be state court.
No, it's going to have to go to federal court.
Not if it's a guy suing. Well, yeah, it would have to go to federal court. Whatever. Fuck it. All I'm saying, though, is I don't know how that's really going to fix anything, and I definitely don't see the colleges forking over cash to pay their fucking students anything. So that's not going to happen. So what the fuck are we arguing about?
I don't know why you brought it up in the first place. This probably would be scrubbed.
No, by the way, I'm doing a new thing this season. I'm not deleting anything.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So you better use my name proper.
Yeah. Tony Rockahara. Yes. Yeah. So anyways. So, all right. So the other thing.
Wait, why are you not deleting anything?
You're just lazy? Work.
Yeah. Basically.
Basically lazy. I don't want to go back and re-edit this shit. You know what? Because, again, at the end, it's going to be you and I that listens to this shit.
And your one buddy buying fake boner pills.
Yeah. And that's basically it. So I'm not going to do all this extra work for the three of us dickheads. So anyways.
Well, I thought you had like 1,000 downloads per episode or something.
I do. Most of them were me. So
I set up a bot. You just keep re-downloading the shit?
No, I'm way more advanced. I got a blockchain thing going where it's doing it for me. Anyways, listen, let's get past that. So, all right, so here's another thing. So do you play fantasy football?
Sometimes, but not this year.
I haven't done it in years. And then there was one thing I saw that was kind of interesting that I've been asking some of my other fantasy football friends is when you're talking receivers, should we count quarterbacks. Should you count yards after a pass, after a catch?
Yeah, in some regard, I think you should.
So it does right now, right? That counts. For quarterback, you know, like Mahomes, right? If he's shorting, throwing these like little 6 foot, you know, 6 yard passes, and the guy runs, breaks away and runs for 80 yards, he gets 86 yards.
That's fair.
Yeah, even though he should have gotten, or his pass was only 6. All right.
Yeah, but then your argument should be, does they only get 6 yards on the field and the other 80 was just for the guy to run and show off?
The receiver, yeah.
No, I'm saying like it counts for the team. It should count for the quarterback. Because what if he like, because then what? All right, so then you get quarterbacks.
Yeah,
you want them just to only throw bombs?
Yeah, it's not that you want them. It's just that those guys get so many points. And like it's clearly harder for a quarterback to throw a 40-yard pass accurately and a receiver catching it than a bunch of 6 yard passes.
But couldn't you not argue that I'm disagreeing. Picking the right receiver is what he's really doing in those situations?
Sure. Picking an open receiver or having a really good receiver, you know, having a Wes Welker or anybody else from Texas Tech.
Who's probably getting a good endorsement deal.
Yeah, probably.
At the college level,
he's a professional.
Oh, well, yeah, but if he's in California, you know.
Oh, I wonder if you can retroactively in California.
There will be
some there'd be some retroactive lawsuits. Like
the guy suing for his likeness?
Right.
He went and tried retroactively suing.
He's going to do it right now.
That's me.
Yeah. Well, 95, statute of limitations, maybe not applicable. But anyways.
Yeah, they're currently breaking the law today.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, today they're breaking the law. That's exactly right. Oh, it's going to be a fucking mess.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be a fucking mess.
You know who's going to win in this?
The lawyers.
Exactly.
Yeah, the lawyers. That's who's going to win this whole thing.
Exactly. The players aren't going to get anything.
No.
Maybe future players will.
So I was joking with somebody. There was a, I don't want to like shit on big companies, but there was a big company buying another big company. And you think about like these mergers are happening and like, you know, the you're in the office and you're like company B that's being bought out by company A. And you've got your company B shirt on, and the company A
throw that shit away.
Well, not just that; it's just like you're trying to like jockey for your job and everything else. So you're trying to show off the best you can. You're like, oh, look at all these like, guys, like, you know, the company A's walking through, the executives walking through, and they're like, yeah, no, I put together this report, and it shows all this other stuff, and it shows the money. And
they just tell you that's not the way they do it.
And they're like, oh, yeah, but it's the way you tell them. It's not like, oh, that's a wonderful thing. They're like, oh, look at
that. That's so cute.
Guys, Tony has a report. Look at this. Look at how nice this is. You know what? We're going to put that right on the refrigerator for you, Tony.
Look, he even right justified the right-hand columns.
Look, and look at the colors. He used the colors of your company in the pie chart. Oh, it's wonderful. And just, you know, like, God damn it. You know, these poor guys are like,
should I just relate to anything?
Nothing at all. It's just I've been seeing a little bit of that in some of the offices, and you're just talking about they're the big mergers that are happening here in Houston. It's
everybody's buying every. It's too much private equity out there.
Well, so the
we're
other
flooded thing, with cash.
The other thing is, well, now I think you're going to see people splitting up
because there's too much.
Yeah, there's too much stuff. Anyway,
it's consolidated.
This is very, very boring. All right,
so, is this an economics podcast? It pretty much damn is so far.
Well, so far we talked about lawsuits, lawyers,
payment
to
free
athletes.
Market.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, fake boner pills.
Athletes, they'd have to pay taxes too. Tax the shit out of those motherfuckers in college then.
Why?
If they're getting a salary. No, but if you're getting a salary.
But why would you just tax them at the regular tax rate?
That's right. But no, yeah, tax them. If I got to pay taxes, why shouldn't they get paid taxes? They shouldn't have to pay taxes.
Well, if they're an employee and they're making money, they get a W-2. They're like anybody else.
And they have to file. That's what I'm saying. Like, you get into that level of complexity. Yeah.
Lenny, they're not dumb. Again. I had a job in college. I filed my own taxes.
You don't think like Vince Young was dumb?
No. He was an amazing quarterback. You take that back.
What was his aptitude?
Guitar off the wall.
What was his aptitude
score? Beat you to death for going.
What was like his aptitude score? It was really bad.
Hey, who won the national championships? Who didn't?
You know what? I'm going to give that one to USC handing UT that national championship, because all they did all fucking night was Vince Young running every fucking play. And the goddamn last play of the fucking game, they couldn't anticipate that he was going to run for a fucking touchdown. The USC deserved to lose that fucking game.
Well, yeah, but think about from a fantasy football standpoint. He earned all of his yards. Yeah,
I will give you that.
So, yeah.
You know what? And actually, I'll go even further. I think a quarterback's running yards should count 12. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Because they can't fucking...
Risk of injury.
Yeah, right. And they're sliding like a bunch of fairies all the time. Oh, I shouldn't
I thought
say
Vince
that.
Young went like always head first. Wasn't he like a head first guy?
Yeah,
he never slid.
Again, the aptitude wasn't very high. Scoring was
or he was just a big physical guy.
He was
guy.
Very tall, physical, and not...
An amazing quarterback.
Not really smart, though.
When's the last time Texas Tech won a national championship?
It's not about winning a national championship, about being brain, having brains. It's not. He's not smart. He didn't get no scholarship to Harvard. So, and you said they're very
UT's
smart people.
UT's a damn good school.
I give you that. UT's a good school. I do like.
I didn't say they're very smart. I said they're capable of filing federal.
No,
taxes.
You fucking said. Oh, I'll rewind the shit out of this.
No, because we're not editing anymore.
No,
we, just run
we
this
are
shit
fucking
live.
Rewinding.
Oh, we'll just.
All right, so we've covered NCAA. What else? So what else do we want to talk about? We're not. I don't even know how long we've been in this. How long we've been doing this? So what do we want to talk about next?
I don't know. Are you recording at least?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, we're recording. We're right. Live as shit. Oh my, is mine clipping? I think my mic is clipping. I'm gonna turn mine down just a skosh. Anyways, so yeah, what do you want to talk about?
I don't know, Lenny. I thought you had it all worked out.
That was it. I just had the one thing.
That was it.
I just had the one topic.
Jesus, did you think about this morning while you're taking a shit? And you're like, oh, fuck, he's coming over. Paying
athletes. I don't poop. I work so hard, I burn the energy internally.
Yeah.
That's another movie reference.
No, I don't know that one.
It is. That's another movie reference. So what else? So last time we ended, you were talking about how it was to be a single father on the dating scene.
God, and that was so long ago. I don't even remember that.
You're remarried. You have a wonderful wife, and you've got another kid coming.
I know another little boy showing up in
another
a couple of days.
Boy. So you're going to have four kids. Four kids.
Two girls, two boys.
And then what time do you sleep?
Oh, she takes care of all of it.
Oh, Lenny, I'm sorry. You missed
it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is still America in 1986. Yeah. I don't deal with the little ones.
Mad Men.
Yeah.
Mad Men.
I don't. Oh. I don't deal with the little ones.
I mean, we're saying four kids. There may be five or six. There's more than two.
All I know. Yeah. All I know is that nobody's dying, and they're all. I think they're going to school. I think they're doing good.
I bought an expedition. They all load in the back. We'll go to the zoo. She'll get all worried, and she'll be like, "Oh my god!" And she's always counting where they all land. I'm like, listen, I was like,
are you dressing them the same? Tell me you're dressing them
no,
the same.
No. I do like, you remember Hillary Clinton? Didn't she write that it takes a village?
I don't remember now.
I think that was Hillary.
I don't read.
Back when Bill was president.
Okay.
Yeah, she had the it takes a village, and basically her argument was the community needs to come together to help raise kids, right?
Okay.
I've gone a little bit further, and I'm pretty much like, if I show up somewhere with three kids and I leave with three...
Even if they're it's like an umbrella.
They all look the same.
It's like an umbrella. You come with an umbrella, you leave with an umbrella. Like,
exactly.
It's all the same. Yeah. So
one, two, three. Yeah, I'm good.
So I have friends that have three kids, and they're different ages, but their secret is they dress them very loudly and the same. So like very big, broad horizontal stripes. This way she can quickly count. One, two, three. Get in the fucking car, huh?
That's horrible. It's just horrible.
It is. I guess it's okay.
I mean, the weird thing is now, so my girls are old enough, second and fourth grade, where like they'll go run around and play in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And I'll be making dinner and I look over and I'm like counting kids at the table. I'm like, one, two, three, four, five. Five.
Wait a minute. Who invited? Who's
who
extra?
Are you? Which one of my children do you know?
Yeah.
It got so weird. I came home one day and the neighbor's two boys were sitting at our table and I'm looking at them. They're eating hot dogs and mac and cheese. And I'm like, where's and they come over and play with my 7-year-old daughter. I'm like, where's Allie? Oh no. And I look at my wife. I'm like, did they come with food or are we feeding the neighborhood now? She goes,
are you that?
She's
dad?
Like, they were hungry.
Oh, and you're getting mad. You're feeding everybody. We're not running a soup kitchen.
close the door. I'm not paying to cool the outside.
Yeah, you turn into the crusty old man.
It was just more like I walk into my house and I'm like ready for some peace and quiet. And now I have like the neighbor's kids.
Oh, yeah.
And they go home and I'm getting a call from the dad. He's like, hey, did you feed my kids? I'm like, oh, technically my wife did.
Oh, I was like, oh, they got a gluten allergy. Did you know that they had a gluten allergy?
He was just
that
like,
would be, that's what I would be afraid of.
He literally goes, you got any leftovers? Because my wife's out of town. I'm like, so just hot dogs and mac and cheese. He's like, not
he's
picky.
He's like, no, beer. Do you have any beer?
Yeah, I'll bring over some beer.
Yeah, that's what he wanted.
But yeah, that's like the weird part. But my wife's always wanted to have that house where like all the kids want to come play.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, no, it's good. Then you know what they're doing.
You know, yeah, they're into, and then also you're like the cool parents.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't feel like I'll ever be the cool parent.
I can see that. Yeah, I can see that.
That I won't be or I will
that you
be?
Won't be.
No, yeah. It's kind of fishing for a compliment there. You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
I just feel so fat in this. Yeah.
Yeah.
You fucking muffin top. Yeah. Asshole.
Oh, man. So all right. So here's the thing. So how old are you now?
40. I'll be 41 in 2 months.
Have you gotten your physical?
Not yet this year.
I did mine yesterday.
And is 40 when they start doing did you get the pro?
Yeah.
They stuck the scope up your ass?
No, they don't do that.
What do they do that you're so worried about?
They use your finger. Or their finger.
I request that every time.
It's good if, by the way, it's good if you have a doctor do it. On occasion. You should actually have that. That should be done by a doctor. Like, I mean, every third time.
I've heard Amy yell at you to get your thumb out of your ass.
Yeah.
To work. So
quite figuratively. So anyways, literally. So anyways,
did you enjoy it?
You know, I mean, you're sitting there, like John Mulaney does this skit where he's like, this might as well happen. And like, he talks about like, he was going to the doctor to try and get drugs, like fake an illness for drugs. And so he goes to the doctor. The doctor's like, well, what's your problem? He's like, well, I pee a lot. He's like, well, how much is a lot? He's like, 11 or 12 times a day. He's like, you're peeing 11. That means there's something wrong with your prostate. We need to check it. And he's like, you can't backtrack now. And so he's getting the prostate check. And he's like, well, this might as well happen. Anyways, no, I mean, you know, it's one of those things. Cancer kind of ran in my family. So like, you want to be good and you want to check all those things. I guess the hardest part was trying to hide my boner.
Yeah, I knew where that joke was going.
Yeah. That was a cheap one. No,
it was bad. You know, you do mention that, though. It was like when I was 30, I was having some problems, and they decided that it was my prostate. It wasn't, but...
Yeah.
You know, like when you go, like, you're in Houston and they're trying to figure out and they just start shipping you to different
doctors.
Yeah,
it means you get good insurance.
Yeah, basically.
I've had a doctor tell me this. I was like... I came to the doctor because I snored, and then I'm getting a colonoscopy. I'm like, how the fuck did this happen? And my friends that are doctors laughed. I was like, well, you have good insurance. They needed the money too. Like, their friends
their
needed...
Their buddies, yeah. They're like, basically passing you around.
Exactly. And they get their little referral fee. It's a fucking sham.
It is.
So go on.
Is.
Yeah, yeah. So you were getting passed around?
Yeah, so I get passed around and end up at a proctologist, right?
That's a real doctor now? I thought those were just jokes.
Well... What is the guy that sticks his finger up your butt called?
Gastroenterologist or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I still call him proctologist.
No, I'm sure proctology is a thing.
Sure, a gastroenterologist.
Whatever, though. Something like that.
GI doctor.
Yeah, that's what I said, GI doctor.
So I go, and he looks, and he's like, all right, you hear that glove snap?
Yeah, snap, yeah.
And he gets the KY jelly out, and he puts it on his finger.
Yeah.
And this guy, like... He had fucking sausages for hands. Yeah. I was like, ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, okay, you're going to need to relax. I'm like, clearly. He does this thing, and he's like, okay, we're going to run some tests, and, you know, why don't you come back in a week? And I said, you know, yes, sir.
You know,
it's crying a bit.
Yeah.
He would
all of a sudden subservient and all of a sudden.
Yeah, basically, yeah. It's a horrible experience.
Can I have a hug?
So I come back.
You're reaching back trying to hold his hand as he does it?
Yeah, I needed a little bit of comfort there.
Yeah.
You know, so I get done, I go and I get some ice cream, and then I shower for 30 minutes crying. Yeah. But whatever.
A little bit of spit.
Yeah, so I go back in a week, right? And we're looking at the test results. And again, now that you pointed out that you have good insurance, my test results came back with... Well, yeah, the weird rash on your neck's not due to your ass.
No.
Right?
No, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, okay.
It's a herpes.
Yeah. Thank you, doc. And he's like, oh, just a minute. And he gets the glove out again. He's like, snap. And I was like, and I looked at him, and I only said it because he had these big sausage fingers.
Yeah.
I mean, probably, I'll be frank. I probably just would have let it go otherwise because I don't really want to be confrontational with my doctor.
Right.
I might be there now for, like... butt cancer.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. You don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, so again, I'm looking at that sausage finger, and I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I was like, you get, you, this is a line item on my bill you get each time, isn't
That's
it?
That's right.
He's like, yeah, yeah.
It's like, the follow up.
I was like, you did it last week. He's like, well, you know, I don't think it'll hurt to do again. I'm like, maybe not you.
Yeah.
And he kind of looked at me. He's like, so you don't want it? I'm like, no.
He's like, everybody wants a little bit of sausage. I don't want your finger
up my ass.
Well, could you just sound
but
like.
But then I went home that night. My wife got the glove out. He's like, baby, skin your fingers.
She's like, why are you always asking me to clip my fingernails? Listen. Let's just move past that for now. And let's just get on with it.
No, okay? Liquid latex.
Anyway, so you know, it's part about getting old, part of doing all that shit, and that was all right. You know, everybody makes it to be this big fucking deal. It's just,
did he shave your ass first and make it look pretty?
It was like turn and cough, grab the balls, turn and cough, and then turn around, finger up the butt. You're good.
This was your doctor or your massage therapist?
Yeah, the doctor.
Okay.
This time it was the doctor.
Next week.
Next week, the massage therapist. Turn and cough. All right, flip over.
What was that movie? But Road Trip? Was it Road Trip?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Did I say one fingers?
It was a Stifler?
It was Stifler. No, but it was
Stifler. But he wasn't called Stifler in that one.
That was Stifler. Oh, no. Road Trip. Stifler was American Pie.
Yeah, but he was.
Yeah, he was
the same actor, wasn't it?
He was the exact same actor. Sean William Scott or something.
And it was the whole, you know.
Yeah, but it was they were at, they were androgyny. They were sperm donors.
Yeah, sperm donors.
Yeah.
And he thought it was going to be all great, and she comes in the gloves, she's like, bend over, and he's like, oh.
Yeah, it was a Todd Phillips movie. Yeah, that's right. I remember, that was a good movie. That was me. I was tapping. Sorry. See, now I'm going to have to delete that shit. Now we're
going to... Just delete. You need to edit it.
No, I'm not going to... You know, like I said, I don't want extra work. I'm trying to get away from doing extra work. Is this going to reach? All right, there we go. That's good.
That's what she said?
Yeah, that's what she said. So what else? What else are we going to talk about?
You're kind of far away from the mic now, by the way.
No, I'm good. So tell me, are you still playing any music? Are you doing any guitar playing? What are you doing?
Yeah, you know, a bit. I bought the boy a drum set.
Yeah. Oh.
So this was the best thing. So
Was it a real drum set or was it like a toy drum set?
No, it's a real one. It's electric.
It's skin. Okay. Oh, okay. So it's got a volume.
Yeah, but you know, so I go and my wife's out of town and she's doing like some like camp certification training. And so I needed to go to Guitar Center, which if you're a music purist, I'm sorry, but I just go where it's easiest to buy quickly.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah,
like there are no other places. Like, I'm sorry, but the mom and pops are going out of business. Yeah.
Well, the boy, in his infinite ability to destroy anything I fucking own that I don't want destroyed, broke my little like iLink box. That I could plug my guitar into my like iPad, you know,
and use
like the virtual amps.
Yeah.
Sit there and like the mod. So I mean, I sound like a really good guitar player once I like distort it.
And you do all the filters and effects.
Yeah, I mean, the next step is it'll just play itself.
Yeah. Which one do you have? The one that's got the quarter inch, or the one that's got like the special magic jack?
They're all quarter inch. You know, you plug your guitar into the little thing of the quarter inch.
Oh yeah, okay.
And then it goes into your iPad.
Right? I have one if you want it.
Oh yeah, I'll take it. Yeah, oh no, yeah. I bought one.
Oh, did you? Oh, because now that I got this thing, I don't need that anymore.
Yeah, the point is, so the kid broke it, right? And he's like, I'm gonna go buy another one. And I go there, and they obviously, because it's electronics now, they need to update the stuff every year. So I couldn't just buy the part I wanted. I had to buy a whole new thing. It was $100.
This is at Guitar Center?
Yeah,
that's pretty cool that you got him a drum set from Guitar Center.
Well, yeah. So
like it's not like a Walmart or no.
So he's sitting there and he's like banging on this drum set, and I was like, oh, it's cool. And he's playing, and he's like, and he looks at me, he's like, Daddy, I want one. And I'm like,
oh, you were at the store. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was at the Guitar Center store, and he was playing one of the electric sets that were set up.
Yeah.
And it was used, and it was like $400. I'm like, I really wanted you to be a musician, but I guess I could settle for a drummer.
It's a drummer work. Yeah.
Yeah, so I send my wife a picture, a little video of him playing, right? And she's like, oh, that's so cute. And I look at the guy, and he's like, you know. And he's like, you know what? He's like, listen, this is a nice set. He goes, this one that's right here, it's already in a box, same price. They're on, you know, they're always running a super sale.
It's only
$700. They use $400.
Right.
He goes, get the kid this one. I was like, oh, okay. All right, here's my credit card. And we get it home, and I quickly set it up, and I plug it into, like, my big bass amp.
And I
turn it up all the way, so he's, like, hitting the bass. Yeah, it's like the walls are shaking in the house.
Yeah.
And I send my wife another video. And I'm like, hey, look, here's Junior playing drums again.
She didn't think you were going to buy it.
Well, yeah, so she's looking at it. She goes, that's so cute. And then, like, 5 minutes later, I get the next text. is that in our house? I was like, yeah. She's like, how did you get the drum set to the house? I responded back, with the truck. She's like, did you buy it? I said, yeah, it was too much to steal at once.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. She's like, why did you buy the boy a drum set? I go, he you was having so cute. Much fun.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So now we got a drum set.
So you know what? Like, there's something about...
And I have the neighborhood band. I'm sorry, I need to finish. So now, you know, like, so again, the kids that come over and they're just sitting there eating.
Yeah.
I also came home the other day and there's like one little girl, she's getting guitar lessons and she's sitting there and she's got my, this was a little rough. I was like,
ugh! Oh, she's got your $3,000 Gibson or whatever.
Yeah. She's got my Fender Telecaster, okay. American made, and she's like playing on it.
$2,000 guitar.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's got it plugged in the amp. I'm like,
look at that.
I go, sweetie, look, there's this nice little three-quarter size Fender Squire you can play. Yeah. She goes, that one wasn't in tune. I'm like, because they beat the shit out of it.
Yeah.
And I look at my wife and she's like, they all look the same to me. And I'm like, And later she's like, well, I don't get what the big deal is. I'm like, I go, it was like a $2,200 guitar. She's like, you own a $2,200 guitar? I'm like, one of several hanging on the wall.
Yeah. Look, babe, we got to get past that, okay? Yeah. You're hung up on the details, okay? I'm not a details person. Yeah.
Do you think I would be displaying them on the wall if they're all Walmart brand?
Those are the ones that are on the floor for the kids to play.
Yeah. I have three guitars sitting on the floor, like a bass, ukulele, guitar.
So I'm not going to lie. That was a pretty smart move on the electric drum set from Guitar Center. And here's the reason why. Because if the kid likes it and he wants to continue playing drums... You don't have to buy him another one later.
No, I know.
He's already got something he can play. And then also, because it's a good electric one,
yeah,
like they sound good,
mm-hmm.
and they got a volume control.
Yeah. Like
it's not...
I mean, turn it up to 11.
But yeah, I know. But what I'm saying though is like, it was a really good idea. Most people go out and buy like the $500 beginner drum set. And then like after 2 years, they got to buy the $1,500 drum set. And then like, you're still like years away from buying. And then you're like... Well, I'm too cool for the electronic drum set, so I won't even buy one of those until they're like, you can afford a $3,000. So like, doing it now, and then if he doesn't like it, you can fucking sell it.
Yeah.
Like you could sell it for half the price. You're not out on big investments. So that's a really good idea. In fact.
And it had the newer style heads that are supposed to be.
Yeah, more like responsive.
Very real feel. You know what? It felt good to me. I love playing it.
I'm going to go out and buy another bass just now. Just because of that, I think I need another bass. Because I only have six.
You don't have enough hanging on your walls.
Nah, I used to when I was single. Now I've got the electric, and then I've got the electric upright, and I don't. I need. But you know what? I do have. I have a jazz bass. I have a Music Man. I have a fretless Warwick.
Lenny, that's the next podcast. We could do like a live like. Lenny and Tony go bass shopping.
Oh, I do have a remote microphone. That's a good idea.
I think we're going to like, whatever, the three viewers we have now, it might be down to zero. Because even we'll know that was a bad episode.
It was a bad idea. No. My wife does, like, she does freak out sometimes when she's like, how much was that thing? I'm like, listen, it was a lot. Let's get past it. I don't ask how much your whatever was. And she's like, I don't have anything that expensive.
My wife is the exact same.
Yeah.
You know, I was teasing her the other day, a couple weeks ago. I was like, oh, you know, there's this new gun out, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, you don't need to spend any more money on guns. You have a safe full of guns. I was like, well, yeah, but I don't have that gun in my safe.
Yeah.
And she's like, I never do this, but I forbid it.
Oh. Then you go back to that guy at the company. Oh, look at that. Yeah. You're putting your foot down. Oh.
So I looked at her and I said, okay. And then I kind of looked at her and I said, you know, do you know what guns are in there? And she's like, that's right.
Yeah.
If I come home with just yet another black gun in a safe that you can't remember the combination to, I think we'll all be okay.
Look, you just wait till she's in labor. She's in the hospital. You got at least 12 hours on your own. So you can go take care of it then.
Do you know what? She's already setting rules on the delivery in the hospital.
Like, what do you mean?
Well, so like last year. So Junior, he's going to be 3. The new baby's birth date is the same.
Oh, it's going to fall really close?
It was supposed to be the same day.
Okay.
But we're going to do a C-section. The kid's breech. A bunch of medical stuff.
You can sort of schedule a little bit.
Yeah. So, but anyway, so when Junior was born, it was a Saturday. And it was it was October. It was like the big game between LSU and A&M. Like A&M's like first big season, or their second season at SEC.
Yeah.
And she's sitting in the hospital room and like we're watching the game and the doctor comes in. She's like, oh, yeah, I went to LSU. Or maybe A&M. I think she's A&M, right? Oh, I went to A&M.
Who went to A&M?
The doctor that came in to deliver the baby.
I'm confused. You said she.
It was a woman doctor.
What?
Yeah.
Kidding.
Who gets it? Fuck right? It.
That's not funny.
So we start, and you know, I'm giving a lot of information. So the backstory was, I remember when we started going, I told my wife, I'm like, listen, I said, I don't want to hold a leg. And she's like, what do you mean? It's like, I don't want to hold a leg. And she's like, what?
You said this.
Yeah. I go, listen, as the dad, you go in there and they want you to feel involved. Yeah. And they have you hold a leg.
I don't need to feel involved.
I was like, I don't need to hold a leg. You've I said, they have fucking stirrups.
Yeah.
I'll stand there. I'll support you. I'll hold your hand.
Right.
You know? And she's like, oh, okay. And so we go and the doctor comes. She goes, oh, would you like to hold the leg? And my wife started laughing. She's like, he doesn't want to hold a leg. And she's like, oh. I was like, I'm involved enough standing here.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyways, you know, they got the monitors hooked up. The contractions start.
You didn't tell them that you're like, I'm old school. I'm going to be out in the lobby handing out cigars.
Cigars. No. Well, no, because they didn't have a TV in the lobby. This is where it's going. We start pushing, and the doctor, a female, so just get with it. Yeah, she likes football.
Oh, great.
She's like, oh, yeah, I went to A&M.
Yeah.
And after like the third time pushing, my wife goes, are we going to turn off the game? And you know, maybe I'll get involved in this? Because it was literally, we'd watch the monitor because, you know, you can see when the contraction's coming. Yeah. Contraction come, my wife pushes. Everybody turns, and then we start watching the game. Because it was A&M LSU. And if you remember that game 3 years ago, it was a phenomenal game.
Yeah.
It was great. I mean, basically by about the third quarter, my son showed up. You know, and the doctor that's caught him insane. Like a football. And yeah,
but fucking the doctor wanted to watch the game.
Yeah, it was hilarious. So anyways, so now this time my wife's like, you know, maybe we cannot have the football game on in the background. I'm like, or we could?
Wow.
But it was great. I mean, she was watching the game too. Let's be honest.
I don't know how I would feel about having a doctor like that was an A&M graduate. I don't know how I would feel about that.
Oh, at least it was an LSU.
Oh,
I mean, come on.
Anybody from Louisiana? Nope.
I mean,
nope.
technically, you know, A&M puts out a lot of veterinarians too. Yeah. So yeah. This is right up their alley.
So,
I mean,
doctor, you majored in medicine, not animal husbandry, right? Because it's kind of different.
Yeah, so, and then she looks at me. She's like, "No, clearly the animal husbandry happened 9 months ago."
So that is fucked up, man. I would totally not want.
Fucked up because the football game was on? No, that was amazing.
No. So, like, I don't know if I told it on the last podcast or not, but when Emma got tubes in her ears, like, we were about to go through the surgery, and the doctor, like, they already put Emma under anesthetics. She was, like, 18 months or 2 years old. She was pretty young. And then the doctor came in to talk to Amy and I, and he's like, before we get started, I'd like to, if you don't mind, I'd like to say a prayer with the family.
Ooh, I remember you telling me this. And I would get a little nervous too.
I was fucking pissed. I looked at Amy. I'm like, you know about this shit? Like, he's asked, yeah, we did talk about this. Like, I don't want him asking God for help.
No. I want to know that he's trained to do this shit. Yeah. Not just kind of like cover your eyes and like poke the tube.
We really did
like,
talk about this. Yeah,
we lost an eye. Because it's fucked up.
Yeah, it is absolutely fucked up.
I don't think we talked about it on the podcast. I know we talked about it over lunch.
I know we did.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Well, it's still fucked up even
a year
later.
It is absolutely fucked up. And now you're saying that your doctor was giving birth to your son watching the A&M football game.
Yeah. I mean, wasn't UT?
He's sitting there like, oh, but Junior wasn't in a C-section though.
No, yeah, he just popped out normal. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess in that case, you don't really got to pay attention to much.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like contraction comes. It's called everybody natural turns.
Birth. It's called natural childbirth for a reason. Right. It happens naturally.
Yeah, we all turn back and like, okay, she pushed. Yeah. Okay, contraction's over. Yeah. Ooh, wow, we missed that play.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
that's the worst that happened. You missed a play.
Okay. All right. In that case, you know what? I'm all in. I'm all in.
It's a great way to have a child. I mean, at that point, all I need to do is be able to order some beer and wings
from
one of the nurses, and I would have been happy.
So Emma was born on Super Bowl night, or the day after the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So she was induced, and we watched the Super Bowl. I think it was New England they won, and then we packed up our shit and went into I think they beat Atlanta. I think it was when they played Atlanta.
Do you watch the Super Bowl or the commercials? So I don't really watch the commercials.
So to be honest with you, I could really give two shits about NFL now.
Yeah.
I really like college football a lot.
And they don't get paid.
I like watching the slaves beat the shit out of each other,
Gladiators. Yeah, don't you go back to the Romans.
Yeah. I like watching college football. I don't like watching NFL too much anymore.
I think college sports are better than professional because you still get the wild card, the variability, right?
Yeah, that's what I think that's what I really like is that, like, I had friends that used to gamble in college, and they would say, like, you never bet on NCAA. Like, there's no way that you can tell. Like, you just fucking don't know.
But that's the great part about watching it.
And that's what I really liked. Yeah. Like, underdogs really is a thing. With NFL, it's such a big machine.
What do they call it? Sabermetrics?
Is that what it is?
Is that the statistic guys?
I don't know. I'm an idiot. My knowledge of sports gambling comes from the movie Casino.
Yeah. But like the Moneyball guy, Sam Brad Austin. Pitt, you know that movie?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's so many statistics and everybody's so good at analyzing it now.
Yeah.
You know what's going to happen before you start
the game. Baseball kind of got that way. But still, I mean, I do like watching baseball, professional baseball. But professional football, I mean, I guess you watch it because you kind of have to and it's the Super Bowl. Like, you pay attention. But I've lost interest in it. I still really enjoy my college football. I'll be doing that pretty much all day tomorrow. But otherwise, I mean, it's all right, I guess. The TV's on Sunday. Might as well watch a little football, I guess. But I don't care. I mean, I used to like the Oilers way back in the day.
Ooh, so Lenny, can I put an advertisement on here?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Are you going to charge me?
No, that's fine.
I'm hiring engineers.
Oh.
I need engineers.
None of those listen to this podcast.
None.
But, and considering how bad I am at putting these things out, this thing will probably be published like in 6 months.
Who knows
what's going to happen then? Well, all right. Well, let's try and get a little bit of closure here. I want to see how long we've been. I never start the fucking timer to see how long we've been talking.
It's your fault.
It has been.
You know, next time, Lenny, I told you before the podcast some of the stories, I will get some of my funny travel stories for you. I'm going to clean them up a bit, and we're going to agree on the facts because nobody's going to go to jail.
And the one you told me, it's difficult.
Fuck you. It's true.
Yeah. So.
Actually, I will tell one. Right. There's one funny one.
All right, go for it.
I'm riding with a buddy. And we're going to San Antonio for work.
Okay. And flying or driving?
Driving. Okay. You drive to San Antonio.
Well, people from San Antonio fly to Houston. They don't know. They just don't know.
I mean.
They don't know.
Hell, from where you live, it's basically going down the, like.
Yeah, it's 2 hours to San Antonio. They don't know.
Yeah, so we're driving down 10, you know, and we're getting like, we're right in like the middle between Houston and San Antonio where like it's basically sort of shitty traffic, but not horrible.
Yeah.
And again, this is the truth. If you call me a liar, I'm just. Kick your ass.
Keep going.
So we're driving and we're riding in his pickup truck, F-150, Texas truck, you know, it's a little bit higher.
Yeah.
And we're coming up on, there's this, it's like a Honda Civic or something.
Yeah.
You know, and the paint had fallen off the top.
Oh, it's an older car. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you look over and you can see these two guys sitting in the car, no shirts on, you know, cause coming up on them and probably no AC cause of the old Honda Civic.
Yeah.
And, we're coming up and we're basically about right beside them. And the guy driving, he's like, hey, what are they doing anyway? So I look over and, you know, pick up and I can see down into the car.
Yeah.
Guess what they were doing?
Smoking marijuana.
I wish.
What were they doing?
The passenger, no joke, because they were just in their boxers, had exposed himself and was working one out.
Oh, wow.
While the driver kept turning over and watching.
Wow.
Two young men.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's fine. But
I don't have anything about gays or not, but I just like... I looked and I saw that and I was like, the guy looked at me and he's like, what were they doing? And he just saw my face and he's like.
Oh, he was, your buddy was driving?
Yeah, he was driving. I was passing and he's like.
So did you show him firsthand?
Well, no. I looked at him. He's like, and he got a little concerned because like my face was such where I didn't really know how to communicate this. Because I say buddy, but we're work colleagues first or also friends, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, and he's like, what were they doing? I was like, okay. They're both sitting in their boxers, and the passenger was jacking off while the driver was watching.
Well,
and then my buddy just looks at me, and he's kind of no response. And so I was like, I need to break the silence. I said, not happening on this trip. And he's like, oh, thank God. Oh.
Well,
he's a little nervous.
How was his driving if he kept looking over? Was he staying pretty straight?
Yeah, he was staying pretty straight.
Well, it's pretty good.
No, I mean, I didn't have any issue with it. It's just like...
So let me ask you this.
You know, just weird.
Do you remember that movie, Parenthood, with Rick Moranis, Steve Martin?
I love Rick Moranis and Steve Martin. All great guys.
Yeah. So did you ever see that movie, Parenthood?
Is this like Three Men and a Baby? Or is this where like Rick Moranis is helping Steve Martin raise a baby or some weird thing?
No. This was like Rick Moranis and Steve Martin were brothers or something like that. It was about Keanu Reeves was in it. Anyways. But there's a funny scene where, I think his name was Andy McDowell. She and Steve Martin were driving home, and Steve Martin was tense.
Yeah.
And she offered to give him some roadhead, and he ended up wrecking the car. And then the police is taking the report down and like, all right, so how exactly did this happen? And Steve Martin scratching his head and he looks over and is like, well, why don't you show him, honey? And so, like, Amy hadn't seen it in a long time, but I remember, like, it's funny, I watch a movie once when I'm a kid, I remember every fucking line.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Amy's like, have you ever had that happen? And I'm like, absolutely not. I have never. But I'm wondering, have you ever gotten roadhead? Do you, have you ever heard of anybody? Because I've never even heard of anybody getting roadhead.
Yeah. You know, I just don't feel comfortable sharing that information.
So, yes, that's a yes. So,
it seemed like a good idea at the time. It's really hard to finish.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Because you're trying to, like, basically, it's like, let's pull over
and do this like, properly. Like, yeah, do it one of the, yeah, that's the thing I would be thinking too. I don't know that I could, I don't know that I, no, I take it back. Let's be honest. If that's like the end all be all thing. So
I mean, like, haven't you ever wondered, Lenny, how, like, they sell, like, the old VHS porns and, like, the Love's truck stops? Those truckers aren't just watching them parked in the parking lot. You know, the TV's sitting right there in their cab.
Yeah, yeah.
They're rubbing one out while driving.
How do you know this?
Dude, there's news reports about accidents that happen when never, the guys are doing
no.
this.
No! You're saying there's news reports about truck drivers jacking off and that's why the truck crashed?
Yeah.
So, like you know, like the end of the
I'm
going
to tweet
newsreel,
it so it's true.
The end of the newsreel, it's like, they say alcohol was involved. Like, they say masturbation was involved.
You know, he took matters into his own hands.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I can't imagine. I'm gonna ask all three of my listeners if they've ever had.
But you already got two, so
yeah, two of us here.
Yeah, hey, we want to know about you. Please follow the link to SurveyMonkey.com. Fill out the survey at the
end
of this podcast.
SurveyMonkey, if you've ever gotten roadhead.
Yeah,
that's insane. No, that's crazy. No.
There you go. There's my one travel story. But I travel all the time for work.
Yeah,
and I'm always like looking around just because I don't know. I'm bored. And you see a lot of crazy shit. And if you just pay attention to the subtleties, you see stuff that I think people are doing that they don't think anybody notices.
Yeah, I can see that. I can totally see that. I can totally see that. Especially, it's like, the busier it is, people are probably more disconnected and not.
Yeah, everybody's looking at their phone, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, you've been at work before sitting in a meeting and, like, you got to adjust your dick.
Yes.
Right? And you're trying to move and you kind of stand up and you're fidgeting.
Yeah.
Anybody that sees you do that has a penis knows, his dick's messed up.
Yeah.
You know, doesn't not notice. It's just nobody says anything to you puts it on a podcast.
Have you ever sat on your dick before?
Or
sat on your nuts?
Yeah.
That's part of
As I'm getting older, I sat down, it happened on the bike, and I'm like, oh! Yeah. What the? I was like, this never happened. Oh, God, I'm getting old.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a real... I thought that was just a joke.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Accidentally sat on my nuts.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. And then, like, the next day, like, no joke, where I'm playing with a boy, and he, like, hits me in the nuts.
Oh.
And, I mean, he didn't mean to.
Yeah.
He was swinging around like a baseball bat.
Yeah.
And he hit me in the nuts as I was trying to stop him from swinging the baseball bat at his sister. And of course, my wife, in her infinite loving and caring, laughed hysterically.
You know what? It's funny. At least she sympathized a little bit with the laughter. Most of the time, Amy could give a fuck. She's like, you know what? I don't give a shit about your balls. Like,
what? She just spits on you and walks away?
No, she's like, you never had to give birth. Like, she's in that mindset.
Oh, she holds the birth card over you.
Yeah. Well, she never really says it like that. But
you know,
but
that's
I
what
just
she's
know.
Thinking.
I know. And actually, you know what? I know all women are thinking that as I'm getting paid 22 cents more an hour than they are, like, or 20% more. Like, they all know that.
I mean, but you held the leg. You were involved.
I didn't know. Oh, God, no. I didn't. No, the doctor wanted me to cut the fucking umbilical cord. Like, I didn't want to do anything. Like, I'm holding my wife's hand. Like, it was a traumatic enough experience.
Oh yeah, I don't need
symbolism of I severed the lifeline of food and blood and everything.
Exactly.
My child.
Exactly.
I don't need that.
I like pretending that place is just for my sole enjoyment.
Yeah.
And that's all that goes on down there.
And, well, no, so I don't need...
Really. I don't want to know the other stuff that happens.
All the pap smears.
I mean, I don't watch the pee videos like you do. It's a playground only.
the sewage system. No, I didn't feel like I needed to be that involved. I didn't feel like I needed to hold a leg or
you were
the
there.
Wing.
How
I
much was, more involved? You put the baby there.
IVF
doctor helped.
I was holding her hands. I mean, like I was absolutely engaged. It wasn't like watching football.
You know what? Have you ever wondered, Lenny? Like, is like Emma yours? Because you always hear those things where like. You know, the IVF doctor who's parented like a bajillion children.
That just happened.
Because Emma's really smart.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, it looks just like that. No.
Yeah, you're not catching the implication. So just, oh, the other I'm listener? All there. Yeah,
yeah. I'm all there. That just happened, though. Did you hear that?
No, I saw
like,
the
this
number,
last week, like on Monday, somebody like, and the doc, the hospital's like, so here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. The guy is like, they interviewed the father, and the father's like, I'm just traumatic. It's the, all right, so for people who don't know, there was a couple, their kid's like six now, and they finally did a paternity test or DNA test, and there's like zero chance that kid is the father's. And the mother went through IVF, but there's like zero chance. And the doctors and all of them, they're like, the hospital's
are they
like
snickering?
Maintaining, huh?
They're snickering, going,
no, they are maintaining that the embryo that they implanted was his. Like, there's like, there's, they're like, there
but,
was
but
a
but it's
mistake.
Definitely the mother.
It's definitely the mother.
So, and some, so like someone else's sperm.
Yeah, so, well, or, like, they're interviewing, like, the father and the mother.
Or it's a pseudo-baby Jesus.
And the mother, and the father's just pissed and just really distraught and upset and sad. He's like, I don't know what to do. It's still my kid. It's still my daughter. And the mother is just quiet. She's not saying anything. And I'm like, you know, I'm just looking at this. And like, the hospital's clearly saying, look, we've got all of our ducks in a row. And like, we've checked everything. That embryo that we, the embryo that we put
implanted.
In her, yep, was of both of them. Because the batch of
what
embryos
she did that weekend is outside our control.
And I'm sitting there looking, this girl's not saying shit on the TV. The guy's rubbing his head. He's like, I don't know. I'm just, but I still think it's my daughter. But everybody's saying she looks Asian. And the hospital's just not commenting. They're just like, the hospital maintains.
Talk to our lawyer, basically. And maybe you want to go talk to a lawyer as well.
And the hospital's not saying we guarantee that embryo was both of theirs and what she did that weekend. They're not saying that.
Yeah.
But goddamn it, they're insinuating it.
That's like when you've seen a few news stories, right? Like the mom drops two eggs and like the babies come out.
Yeah.
Different colors.
Yeah.
And then the one father standing there is like,
well, my grandmother was a quarter of Italian. Yeah. Let's explain why the water beads off the hair.
That's right.
No, that's terrible. That was also from a movie. What was it? Me, Myself, and Irene.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways.
So you've never had that thought before?
No. Because... you know what? Even if he did, as long
matter.
As I don't know, do I care?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's fine. It's okay. Whatever.
She's a cute kid. She's going to do well
kid,
in
yeah.
life. Take
she,
credit.
Look, as long as she fucking does well and then like is taking
care
of me.
Takes care of you in your old age?
Yeah, I don't give a
you
fuck.
You don't care who actually like where
I don't give a
where
fuck.
The genetic material came
when she,
from.
When I'm 88 years old and she has to wipe my ass,
exactly.
I don't care.
Yeah, and I always struggle with these stories because I'm adopted.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm like,
but does it matter?
These people genetically aren't related to me either.
Yeah,
way.
But...
And they I mean, I think they change my diaper occasionally.
Depending on how old you were.
Yeah. By the time I was six, they said they were tired of it.
Yeah.
But whatever.
But yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, does it matter? Like,
yeah.
I don't give a fuck. Again,
I
mean, but...
I hate him just like a regular kid hates his
it's
parents.
It's just, I wouldn't want there to be a thing. Like, I wouldn't want it to be like, oh no, like, there's definitely, we did a test and it's definitely not yours. And I'm like, well, now I'm going to be thinking about it. But as long as, like, it's one of those ignorance is bliss things.
I mean, that's what I'm saying, though. She's a smart kid.
Yeah.
She's a good looking little girl.
Yep. Musically inclined, talented, outgoing.
Again,
very
so
stubborn,
have you never been curious?
No.
But those are none of your traits.
Those are all of my traits. I'm very smart, very good looking, very talented. I have a podcast. I got to remember how to fucking put these things up in the air, though.
Yeah. One listener that's sitting out there waiting for this is going to probably not even get to this part of the podcast, which is going to be the funniest part, hearing your self-denial. Yeah. So anyways, are we done?
Yeah, I think we're done. So let's wrap it up. It was a good one. Did you have fun?
Did you enjoy the coffee?
Yeah.
I'll come out again. I'll tell you why I did this. I'm like trying to wrap up and I keep rambling. So like since I travel for work, I listen to podcasts all the time while driving.
Oh yeah, it's perfect.
And I like
right?
ran out of podcasts to listen to.
Yeah.
And I felt guilty not like putting podcasts into the world for other people to enjoy.
I'll throw one out there. Have you heard of Dax Shepard's Armchair Experts?
No.
Oh,
that's going up.
He's kind of followed my model. So yeah, it's pretty much exactly the same thing I do.
But he probably makes money off it. And
he's married to Kristen Bell, so he doesn't really need the money.
Yeah.
It does help. But nonetheless, but yeah, basically he copied my podcast.
Yeah.
So
be the generator.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's wrap it up. Thank you very much. This is good.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, everybody. We'll be back soon. Thank you.